Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Yesterday, my wife and I made a video. It was a reply to another video about modesty, and some of you had some comments or questions about it. I really appreciate all the comments. I especially appreciate comments where people either disagree or want me to go further in on a topic. And somebody asked two things. They asked, number one, do I truly believe what a person wears is really an advertisement for sexual attraction or literally much saying that I'm available or something else? And the other question was, do you truly believe that the Holy Spirit can come in and out of someone? And do you truly believe that somebody who's dressed immodestly does not have the Holy Spirit at that moment? Absolutely. A righteous person, somebody who's filled with the Holy Spirit, would not make the same decisions as if they were filled with a different type of spirit. Or serving a different type of entity. And those people out there today, it's not only women, it's men also, because even though this is not addressed, but most men out there dress immodestly too. They walk around in pretty much their underwear, in their shorts and so on. They think it's okay because other men do it, but that's not good either. But bottom line is, if a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, they're not going to do things to cause a stumbling block, and they're not going to do things that pretty much go against the word. And if a woman or a man is dressed immodestly, they're not following the spirit of Yah in terms of what they're putting on, and it does represent who they're representing. And what we're wearing absolutely is an advertisement. Communication, only a small part of communication is verbal. Much of it is other aspects, and by what we're wearing is saying if we're available or not. And I can tell you from females out there, what females are wearing is absolutely promoting and saying they might as well be wearing a sign on their body saying, I'm available, I want to have sex, pretty much by the way they're dressing, that's the message that they're sending out. However, in no way, don't get me wrong, in no way does that mean a man should or is allowed to act on that. That's not a permission for a man. Just because a woman's asking isn't for permission or okay for a man to go ahead and do that. You know, when it gets to that level, you know, there's the idea of relationships and marriage and making a vow before it even gets to that point. So hopefully a man would not be attracted to a woman who's dressed immodestly, wearing advertisements saying that she's available, and he'd be attracted to other parts of her character, and he'd be so attracted to other parts of her character that he'd desire to marry her, and then it would lead to things that were not advertised to the public. But a woman that advertises to the public her body and makes up a face to look a certain way, I believe is not filled with the Holy Spirit while she's putting that stuff on or wearing that stuff. And I believe that based on scriptures. There are many scriptures that talk about we have an opportunity to get the gift of the Rahadah Kodesh, the set apart spirit, but not everyone's going to accept it. And the evidence of that is the fruit of the Spirit. And somebody who has the Holy Spirit and is filled with it is not going to create a stumbling block for others. They're not going to have a feminine spirit or feminist spirit of, you know, this is my body and I'll do what I want. No, they're going to think and love their brothers and sisters out there. Same thing goes for men. And, you know, we need to be careful what we dress our children up with and how we dress our children up. It's one thing to advertise ourselves and let ourselves go in the world a certain way, but when a mother dresses a certain way and a daughter mimics that way, now the daughter is going out and doing the same thing, advertising that she's available. And she's available and willing, and this is her body. And it's a free for everyone to look at, and whatever desires are lusted up from that, that is an advertisement. Now, you know, a lot of talk on the video came about self-control and men being self-control and so on. And I do believe as well, a man that doesn't see beyond that advertisement, because whenever you see a movie out there and it's like a beautiful woman and then she starts like kissing a guy and then she turned into a beast or something on a spiritual level and spiritual warfare, whenever you see a movie like that or something like that, the devil's in it. Demons are there. Men, you need to be able to decipher and determine what spirit is driving that advertisement. And if a woman is publicly advertising her body and not advertising her inner character, her heart of Yahweh and so on, these are women to beware of and beware of and be careful of and avoid. And I do believe that if a man is attracted, or, well, a man's going to be physically attracted through nakedness and beauty and so on. But if a man is going to, what the best way to say it would be is, if a man doesn't see through that, I don't believe he's driven by the Radak HaKodesh. I think a true man that's filled with the Holy Spirit is going to realize that and almost immediately realize it. That is not a woman of Yahweh. That's a trick of the enemy. That's the enemy in disguise right there. So a woman that's dressed with an advertisement, advertising her body, and a man that doesn't see through that, I don't think the Holy Spirit is anywhere in either one of those. And a man that is filled with the Holy Spirit, he's going to know that right away, and he's going to be like Joseph, and he is going to run from a woman like that because he knows the trouble she can create. You know, and this was an interesting one, and also one that took me years to overcome, because the distraction of a beautiful, physically beautiful woman, the last thing a man is usually thinking that's not filled by the Ruach is thinking when he sees a woman advertising a body is, that's the devil. That's a demon right there. Now, I'm not saying women that are dressed in modest are demons. I'm saying they're demon possessed. So, you know, and you know, the last thing a man is that's not filled by the Spirit of Yah is going to think of if he sees a woman is, there's demons around there or in there. I don't want anything to do with that. Joseph realized that in the scriptures. He said that. They're demon in there. I'm out of here. And I do believe when King David was seduced, or at least enjoyed the physical beauty of Bathsheba and acted on it, I don't believe the Holy Spirit was dwelling inside him at that time. He wouldn't have made the choices he made if it was. You know, I do believe that possibly she wasn't careful enough and she made some bad choices. I'm not necessarily saying she was not filled by the Holy Spirit at that moment, but she should be more cautious, and women should be more cautious in protecting their beauty and themselves and not be getting undressed in front of a window. But however, maybe that was her goal, knowing that the king had view to her and she wanted that to happen. I can't say what her mind was, but it still wasn't right. But the bottom line is, if women are dressing a certain way, they are an advertisement. Whether they think it or not, they're an advertisement. And if women are filled with the Radak HaKodesh, they're not going to let that happen. For men, if men are not aware of what's happening out there, and most men aren't. Most men are so deceived by women, and usually deceived by, well, they're deceived by the demons in the woman. And you know, the biggest deception of all is a pretty woman who's advertising her body. That is not the type of woman you want to marry, men. That is not the type of woman you want to date. That's not the type of woman you want to be around at all. you know, and but it's this tough one for men. It was a tough one for me to realize that. To realize that. And, you know, when I see an immodest woman, I see demons. I see demons. That never used to happen. And now I see that. I realize it. I will say Joseph in the scriptures was filled with Rahata Kodesh when he ran. He ran. He didn't stay for the temptation. He didn't want to mess with that. He got out of there. You know, so yes. So in reply to the question, I do believe that men and women need to do better. And, you know, we have a choice, you know, choose life or death, blessings or curses. And I do believe that good people make bad choices and bad people make bad choices. I do believe people that love Yahweh can make bad choices. They can still be deceived. But I ultimately believe that Yeshua, when he descended, he gave us a gift of the Holy Spirit to help us make wise choices and wise decisions. And we have that opportunity if we want to utilize that or not. And many people are rejecting that by serving other entities by their choice. And they'd rather serve the flesh than serve Yahweh. They'd rather serve Satan and these different things. And this is why many of the consequences happen. Spiritual battles going on, folks. Spiritual battles taking place. And for me, I had to get knocked down big time to realize what's really happening out there when it comes to this relationship and the physical side of it and everything else. I had to realize. And even if you realize, sometimes the demons can be so strong, you could still get yourself in trouble. For men and women on this level. You know, but the Ruach has to be in you. Where you're not worried about being alone. You're not worried about, and this is for men and women, you're not worried about being alone where you'll lower your standards. Because if you're filled by the Ruach, you're not going to lower your standards. Your standards are going to be Yahweh standards, and you're going to be fine with Yahweh standards. You're not going to settle for anything less. And you're not going to make the same errors that if you're not filled. But many people today are trained in this world today. Oh, you can't be alone. It's not good. You're never alone. You're with Yahweh's with you. You know, but, you know, I've made many wrong choices in life. And I'm taking a blame. I'll say there were demons there, and I'll say there was a lot of crazy stuff going on, but I'll say I take the full blame for not seeking Yahweh and not choosing to take his gift of the Hadak Kodesh. You know, but we don't want to give power to the enemy. We don't want to give power to those demons. But we also want to acknowledge that we are in charge of the choice. We are in charge of who we decide to serve. We decide. We have every opportunity every single day to thank Yahweh for the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart spirit, and utilize it. And be thankful for Yeshua. Those times we do mess up, but that's not an excuse to keep living in sin. We got to get it right and do better next time. I do teach a lot about relationships. You know, I've learned a lot. And if you're out there seeking a relationship, you know, make sure that you're listening to the right spirit and everything that, how do you know? It's two ways. How do you know if you're listening to the right spirit? Two ways. Number one, the fruit of the spirit is going to be the evidence of what you're doing. You're not going to have uneasy feelings about something. You're not going to have issues about something. Everything's going to be, you're going to have peace about your decisions. And then number two is the word. Even if you have peace by decision, everything you do should be confirmed in the word. If the word goes against what you think is from the Rahadah Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, but the word goes against it, probably not the right spirit leading you. So those are the two things you knew as evidence. So that's my reply to the person that asked if I really believe this. I do believe this, and this is, it's true. It's not just my belief. It's scripture. It is scripture. And we need to get right, folks. We need to get right with this. So I just pray for you out there, all brothers and sisters, and stay away from anything to do with addressing it modestly, because you're letting the demons in if you do that. All right?
I made a video the other day about men not talking to unholy, unrighteous, and immodest women. And to be aware of this, and about spiritual warfare, and about what's going on, that actually wasn't the main purpose of the video, but the main purpose was spiritual warfare. But spiritual warfare is real. The video that I made the other day, I said, I've learned my lesson, and men need to learn a lesson, and we need to be very careful of immodest women. Women that are dressed in modest. Their thinking is not something we should be around. Because there's two type of women that are going to dress in modest. One of them is the worldly woman that can care less. She's just trying to seduce a man. She's going to try to attract a man. And so on. She's led by her flesh and her fleshly desires. She just wants to get money or a man, and just, you know, and she's going to use her body to do that. That's the way women are brought up in today's society. Then there's the other immodest woman. The immodest woman that doesn't know she's immodest, but she's led not by the Hadar Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, but she's led by demons to literally be deceiving herself, thinking she's righteous, where she's walking around unrighteous. And regardless of what type of woman it is, I said it then and I'll say it again. A man of Yahweh has no business getting into a conversation with an immodest woman. Walk the other way. Run the other way. It's nothing good that's going to come out with a situation like that. So that was my point, you know, and I got a reply from some people that said, and some of you women will disagree with me, and some of you men are disagreeing with me, but some of you have wisdom enough to know what I'm saying is the truth. As I said yesterday, I could look at a woman, and I know she's not being led by the Holy Spirit, and it's not my job and my position to be going there and getting myself in a spiritual battle with that person and to try to be Mr. Save the Day and try to preach to her. And no, listen. There are a lot of people out there in the world. People reply to my video and say, well, you know, we should be preaching, and Yeshua ate with sinners, so we could eat with sinners, and I'm sure some of those sinners were immorally dressed. Do not compare yourself to Yeshua in a situation like that. You know, Yeshua's situation was completely different, and Yeshua was strong enough not to be tempted or deceived into a relationship on any level with an immoral, immodest woman. You know, so proceed with caution, men. Don't think, well, Yeshua spoke to the sinners, so I could teach to speak to the sinners. There's a lot of sinners out there. You know, it's just the mind, the way we think, and the way the enemy tries to lead us with his demons and so on. You know, so you say, well, we should be able to minister to the non-believers. I guarantee you, there's a lot of non-believers out there that aren't dressed in modest. There are a lot of unbelievers out there. A lot of people that need to hear the word. Why you pick to choose the one that's immodestly dressed? Oh, well, no one else around. Where do you live? There are other people around that if no one else around, you definitely shouldn't be going to talk to some immodest woman. Wake up. The enemy is looking to devour and destroy. You know, we need to wake up and be wise and stop sounding all righteous that, oh, we can do that. No, listen. There are men in Scripture. King David, for example. The heart of Yahweh, right? He didn't realize his own weakness and got himself in trouble. We look at King David versus Joseph. What did Joseph do when he was around this immoral woman that was trying to seduce him? Did he stay and preach to her? No, he ran. He was wise enough. Led by the Holy Spirit, listened to the Holy Spirit, and ran. What did King David do when his eyes were deceiving him and he saw that beauty? I'm going to go talk to that woman. I'm going to have an affair with that woman, impregnate that woman, kill her husband, and all this other stuff. You know, it took me a long time and a lot of lessons to learn many of these things, but I'll tell you this. You know, people want to talk about lust and all this stuff. If Bathsheba was not an attractive woman, King David wouldn't have looked twice at her. You understand? Do we get this? You know, I'm all one for preaching the word. I'm all one for getting the word out there to the lost. You know, at least, please, men out there, please, men, at least, if you feel that Yahweh's leading you to go and talk to an immodest woman, especially an immodestly dressed woman, but when I say immodest woman, the way she acts and dresses, but if you feel that Yahweh wants you to, at least, please don't go alone. Please don't go alone. And this is one of those situations where I would say, take a sister with you. Take another woman with you. Don't go alone. Why not another brother? Because there's only one thing see worse than one man, you know, mind going to mush over a beautiful woman. That's two men's mind going to mush over a beautiful woman. It's just giving her the power. It's just giving her more power. Take a wise woman who's mature in scripture with you. Or better yet, tell that woman to go. You don't even need to be there. Tell that woman, look, go here, I found this lady, you know, she, you know, go talk to her. You know, or something like this. You know, be careful. If you feel led to speak to her, somebody, even give them a track and walk away. You know, give them a card or something. Not with your information and your phone number. Give them a card with something that says, Yeshua loves you, read this. Maybe put a woman's number on there. If you want more information, contact this woman. If a woman's not around. But don't be getting in a conversation with them. It's not your place. It's not right in today's society. Is it the righteous thing to do to not leave people just lost out there? Yahweh wants us to tell everyone Yeshua died for them. That's it. If you're going to say anything to that woman, say, Yeshua died for you, and walk away. Don't get in a conversation. Yeshua died for you. Dress modest. Have a nice day. Be careful. Be careful what you're thinking. Well, I'm going to go and, you know, preach to this woman or these lost women. Men. Do not fall into this trap. You know, I think women, Yahweh created men and women so amazing in his creation and so wonderful. They're so wonderfully made and complement each other beautifully according to Yahweh's plan. And I know so many women that are righteous and have so much wisdom. And they set examples for younger women and so on. But I also know we live in a world today and there are so many demons out there. And spiritual warfare is real and deception is real. And we need to be careful. So I'm making this video as a warning. As a warning not to get in a debate or to come up against this. I love when people disagree with what I have to say. If everyone agrees with what I say, I mean, nobody's learning anything, right? But when people don't agree, that's where we can get in more conversations about it and so on. So I appreciate anyone that disagrees with my comments. Post them below. Just keep them, you know, and humble the comments and, you know, keep them on the nice side. But you can disagree with me. That's great. If I'm saying something that you don't think scriptural, share it. Let's discuss it. You know, but I'm telling you that we need to be careful. And there's a much more wiser way for men to approach a situation if there's an immodest woman around than to listen to your first instincts of, I'm going to go talk to that woman. Probably not a good idea. You don't want to tempt yourself. Stop comparing yourself. Well, Yeshua did it so we could do it. Yeshua, even though he was tempted by Satan, an immodest woman or an immoral woman is not going to have the same effect on him as she most likely have on us. So be careful. Be careful. I'm not even discussing married men. Men, if you're married, you definitely shouldn't be talking to no immodest woman. But if you're single, you're leaving yourself in a very vulnerable situation. and it's probably not wise to go and talk to her, especially talk to her alone. At least bring another woman with you. This video isn't about men or women, about one's righteous and one's not. This video is just a warning. It's a warning to men to don't deceive yourselves. Spiritual warfare is real, and I've learned. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from our wisdom. We learn from our age. So a young man, when he sees a woman dressed a certain way, he acts a certain way. When he sees a woman that's not dressed a certain way, he acts a certain way as well. As you get older, you start making more mature choices. And you might want to disagree with me, but I am telling you that it's very easy to lose the being led by the Holy Spirit when that spiritual battle is going on and there's a woman around. It's man's weakness to not make wise decisions in certain situations. And something changed in the spiritual atmosphere when there's a snake or a demon around. And a mature man of Yahweh is going to identify that. And in certain situations, realize when it's time to battle and time to run. And sometimes running away is the wise choice, like with Joseph. But by all means, don't let me stop the Holy Spirit from leading you with this information. If you see a woman in a situation and everything of the Holy Spirit is screaming at you, go and talk to that woman. That woman needs the word right now. She's 1 minute away from committing suicide, and she needs to hear an encouraging word. Do not let anything I say in this video discourage you from doing something like that. I mean, if it's as clear can be, and you feel led by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit saying, this woman needs a word right now, or she's going to do something really, 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 really bad this moment. There's no time to waste. That's one in itself. But don't just deceive yourself to think that most women out there are in that situation. You have to remember, most women out there that are dressed in modest have the demon of vanity within them.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Tickets are available for a donation of $20 at tccalliance.com or call 772-324-9313.